All this week, we're talking about issues related to education in Iowa. As K-12 classes resume, some schools are having trouble transporting students to school. For example, Cedar Rapids has 19 vacancies for bus drivers and would like to hire 30 to provide substitutes. The pay is $19 an hour, and some districts pay even more. IPR's Dean Borg reports the shortage is a statewide, even a nationwide problem.
About 6,000 yellow school buses are transporting Iowa students to school daily. Add another 1,500 vans and SUVs for special needs. At the State's Department of Education, Max Christensen, dealing with school transportation issues, knows those 7,500 vehicles all need drivers.
We have a few more than that. We have about 9,000 school bus drivers, because you always have to have a certain number of backup drivers, substitute drivers to fill in for those regular drivers.
That's not only a challenge, it's a big problem.
We do have a shortage. I've been in the business 31 years, and quite frankly, I can't think of a single year when we didn't have some sort of shortage.
Christensen says even aside from the special commercial license, drug testing, and other specific licensing requirements, school bus driving isn't for everyone.
Typically, I mean, buses are not completely full, but I mean, you can have upwards of 70, 75 kids sitting in a school bus. So if you're not good with kids, it's probably not a good occupation to be in. So.
Marshalltown School Superintendent Theron Schutte agrees.
There's no question it's a difficult job, and I think it's become more difficult. We're seeing many more kids with behaviors that are not the types of behaviors that we'd want to see. And, you know, that can become particularly problematic while driving a bus, obviously.
And for Marshalltown and other school districts, keeping order on the bus forces even more hiring.
In addition to drivers, we try to hire as many bus monitors as we can. We've always had those in the past to help with students with disabilities or special needs, but we've also, as many districts have done, have hired additional supervision for larger buses or buses that maybe have had a history of problems. But those positions, too, are hard to fill because they, too, are part-time positions.
In eastern Iowa, Eric Henderson, driving all types of buses for 35 years, now for the Anamosa schools, finds the job relaxing, but admits his authority to keep order has diminished.
It kind of ties the hands of the driver. Years ago when I drove, we used to be able to handle discipline more ourselves, you know, having a child sit in a certain seat, but now it's pretty much handled through the school district. I do say a few things, but I don't single anybody out. If people are running up and down the aisles, obviously we can't have that, so I will tell them to sit down.
Central Iowa's 7,000-student Southeast Polk District needs 75 drivers for its 60 bus routes.
We are actually right now short 8 drivers for the upcoming school year. Last year we ran at about a 5 shortage, so we had to sub out routes to different people during the year. So that route did not get their basic coverage of the same driver every day, day in, day out.
That's Southeast Polk's Transportation Director Dan Schultz. He says inconsistency in the driver's seat sets the stage for kids testing what the substitute driver will tolerate.
Just like in a classroom where you put a substitute teacher in and you put a different one in every day, well, that's what we're doing, and it just causes that social confusion.
Some schools, such as Forest City Superintendent Darwin Lehman, require a commercial driver's license, a CDL, a condition of employment for other school jobs.
A new approach we started about 3-4 years ago is with our maintenance staff. Any new hires, and them get that and require that they get a CDL. They'll work for 6.5 of their 8-hour day as custodians, maintenance staff, and then 1.5 hours as a bus driver. So they cover 2 of our routes. And we do that same approach then in the afternoon with 2 custodians.
Even though many schools are paying bus drivers as much as $25 an hour, more than some registered nurses in Des Moines are earning, the chronic shortage continues. Driverless cars may be coming, but not school buses. Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.